Praise God. Go ahead and be seated if you would, please. Thank you, Lord. I want you to open your Bibles to Luke chapter 22. We'll talk a little bit more about this. We began several weeks ago talking about bulldog faith, talking about the nature of faith. What is the nature of faith? What is it like? It's something as we study it and look at it, we apply it to our lives and we walk it out. We walk it out for this nation. We don't get down, heartbroken where the nation is concerned, but we listen to words like this and then we go to the word itself and we combine those two and believe it. Say, I'm a believer. I am a believer. I believe the living word of God. Take your Bible and hold it up just like this. Hold it up just like, or your phone, whatever you're reading your Bible on. Say, this is my Bible. It is the word of God.
It is God's word to me.
I receive it.
I believe it.
It is alive. The word of God is alive.
In Jesus' name.
Praise God. So let's take a look at this. We'll spend a little bit of time on this and then the Lord will release us. Let us go for the afternoon. But let me just talk to you about this. Luke chapter 22 and verse 31. We looked at that the last couple of weeks and it is the devil's game plan. It is his desire. His desire, as it says in verses 31 and 32, the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I've prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when you are converted, when you are changed, then you strengthen your brethren. What this is saying to us here, he said, Satan has desired to have you. He desires to drain the word of God from you, and he desires to get you into a weakened state where you have no fight in you. No fight to stand against the devil. No fight to stand against what's going on in the body, in your body. No fight to stand against what's happening financially. And it is the will of God for you and I to be strong in him and strong in faith. And that is what Satan was trying to do. He desired to sift him like wheat, drain him. And it says that Jesus prayed for him that your faith fail not. When you're converted, strengthen your brethren. So really the end of the development of our faith is not just for us. It's for others. It's to help others. It's to be a support to other people. The devil's game plan is to wear down our faith through pressure, disappointment, and discouragement. He tries to get us under pressure and receive that pressure, get disappointed about things in our lives, and get discouraged about it, get overwhelmed by what is happening. And I'm telling you today, it doesn't matter what is going on in your life. It doesn't matter what the pile-up technique of the devil is. You just begin to do something like praying in the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Holy Spirit over the whole thing. And it'll begin to turn. It'll turn on the inside of you. You'll begin to get the answers that you're looking for. I'm expecting answers during the week of the convention. That week of convention for me always is a time when there's a supernatural acceleration that takes place, that what happens within 1 week's period, it multiplies the effect, and we always come back stronger from it. We always come back more focused from that. And that's what I'm expecting. And as you go, as you partake of those meetings, and that's one of the ways that you develop your faith and you get strong. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And you get that word down on the inside of you and it begins to take hold down there. The devil will not be able to drain you. And he'll try and come to you and say things to you, whisper things in your ear. And you will be so strong on the inside, it'll rise up on the inside of you. Shut up, devil. Shut up. And as you develop that strength on the inside, then you'll begin to go, ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. I said, ha, 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 ha. I've got a message that I'm preparing for you about that. About what? About ha, 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 ha. And I've been meditating on something that Mark Hankins said, and I've just been sort of massaging it and adding to it and just having fun with it. But what I took from what he said was, my celebration is a demonstration of the manifestation of my expectation. My celebration, my joy is a demonstration of it's a demonstration of the manifestation. I am just relishing in the fact that what I'm believing for, I see it. A manifestation of my expectation. And you have to stay in a constant state of expectation. Like Oral Roberts said, expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. And I'm expecting that. I'm expecting things to happen. All around here, all around us, I have an expectation for it. So what the devil's trying to do, he tries to back us away from using our faith to take a strong stand on what really belongs to us and get you into a place of retreat, a state of retreat. And as I've shared with you, that happened to me. I was in that condition some years ago. It was the year that our family moved 4 times. We lived in 5 different places. One of those places that we moved into was the Copeland's home. They were in a meeting somewhere. They showed up and there were people in their house. And it was us. And we were so grateful for that. But that was the third move that we made that year. The third move. And I got under a lot of pressure over it. It was a faith hit to me. And I was just really down about the whole thing. And there's a little desk in that room that we were staying in, and on that desk was just a little pad with a smiling bumblebee on it. I still had the copy of what I wrote down, and I sat down and I just told the Lord about this, and I expected Him to be so sweet and kind to me. And all He said was, I want you to get more aggressive about your faith. I want you to get more aggressive about your faith. And then He began. There was a download that took place from heaven just about this very thing. And that's where Bulldog Faith was birthed. It was birthed at that table. And He said, you've got to get more aggressive about your faith. And He told me, He said, a bulldog is aggressive, persistent, and determined. And that's exactly the way you need to be about whatever it is you are dealing with right now and what's going on in your life with the Word of God. You need to be aggressive about it. You need to be persistent about that and determined, a determination. I win. Say, I win.
I win.
I win. So turn to 1 John chapter 5. Here's the foundation of Scripture, and then we'll go a little bit further into this, but 1 John chapter 5, this is really the foundation scripture for this study of bulldog faith. And we're believing for a lot around here. There's a lot going on in the church. There's a lot going on in the Bible school. There's a lot going on in the ministry. So our faith is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And the man that you just heard just a few moments ago who's sitting over there, the man is full of vision. He's full of vision. He calls me on the telephone. George, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do the other. And it takes the development of my own faith to be able to say on the line, yes, sir, we will do that, and not get off the line and begin to cry. No, we can do it. Can do it. It says in 1 John 5, verse 4, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Verse 5, who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world. The Amplified Bible says conquers the world. This is the victory that conquers. Say, my faith,
my faith,
my bulldog faith,
my bulldog faith,
is the victory that overcomes everything
in my life.
And I am strong
in the Lord
and in the power of His might. So when you take time to look up the word faith, it is the Greek word pistis. When you look that up, that definition, it is an aggressive forward directing force. It is a force. It is a force that breaks through, cuts through, reaches out, takes what belongs to it, and it is never passive, it is never backward, it is never retreating. We do not retreat. We do not go backwards. That's right, Pastor George. We do not go backwards. We don't retreat. And we are never passive. You cannot be passive about the things that are going on in our lives. There has to be an aggressiveness about that. And true faith is aggressive. It is aggressive. A bulldog is aggressive, persistent, and determined. And what I taught you a couple of weeks ago about that bulldog, you have to be like a bulldog and take the word of God and bite down on it. Ugh. You bite down on it and you don't allow the devil to steal it from you. He will try to drain that from you through the cares of the world, the pressures, the lust of riches, all of that trying to drain you from the word of God. And there must be an aggressiveness. So bulldog faith won't quit, give up, or let go. Don't you let go. Don't you let go of what belongs to you. If it's healing that you're believing for, it's in the word of God. Don't let go of it. Do not let go of it. You continue to stand. You continue to believe God. Bulldog faith says, God's word is mine now. Devil, you can't take it from me. Just be assured that when this is over, I win. I win. Say, I win.
I win.
I win.
I win.
All right. So let's take a look at what we're going to see today. Turn to Luke chapter 18. We talked about this bulldog faith being aggressive. Aggressive. I would say, out of so many things that I've learned in this ministry through the years, it's been through Brother and Sister Copeland, how to use my faith, how to believe God, how to, as he says, take a word from God, stand on it, and walk it out to victory. I know there are people in here dealing with issues. There are issues going on, but those issues are subject to change. Remember when we talked about that? They are subject to change. They are temporal. They are temporary. They are moving on out. And the more revelation that you have of what belongs to you, the more you take your stand and the more you realize, devil, that does not belong to me. Whatever that thing that's trying to go on in my body, it does not belong to me. It is not mine. Jesus bore my sicknesses. He carried my diseases. And by his stripes, I was healed. I am healed now. I'm shouting at you again. But I'm really determined about this. Really determined about this. And I want you to be too. In Luke chapter 18, I want to talk to you today a little bit about bulldog faith is persistent. Say persistent.
Persistent.
Bulldog faith is persistent. And I use this scripture here in Luke chapter 18, and I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified Translation. I'll read it all the way through, then I'm going to talk about some notes that I put down about it. It says in verse 1, also Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not turn coward, faint, lose hope, or give up. I like that. I like that. You ought always to pray and not turn coward or faint, lose heart, and give up. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither reverenced or feared God nor respected or considered man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, protect and defend and give me justice against my adversary. And for a time he would not. But later he said to himself, though I have neither reverence or fear for God, nor respect or consideration for man, yet because this widow continues to bother me, I will defend and protect and avenge her, lest she give me intolerable annoyance and wear me out by her continual coming, or at the last, she will come and rail on me or assault me or strangle me. That is some widow we've got going here. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not our just God defend and protect and avenge his elect, his chosen ones, who cry to him day and night. He will defer them and delay. Will he defer them and delay help on their behalf? And Jesus said, I tell you, he will defend and protect and avenge them speedily. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find persistence in faith on the earth? What's the answer to that? Yes, he will. Persistence in faith. Bulldog faith is persistent. It's persistent. Go back to verse 1. Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought to always pray and not turn coward, faint, lose hope, or give up. And when the Lord spoke to me about it, he said, don't let up on your faith. Don't let up on your faith. It's easy to get a mentality of quit. It's easy to get a mentality of it is too much. This is overwhelming. I don't care what it is. I don't care how overwhelming it seems. We have a God. We have a God that sets us high on a rock, that we're able to have an overview of it and declare it and speak to it. I was in my office at home the other day, and my office at home is Command Central. I've got a lot of things going on in that office at home. I have a huge calendar sitting up on a drawing board. I have a ledge by the windows that have folders on them. And on those folders contain messages for church. In those books contain the information for the ministry. There are broadcasts that Glory and I are going to do together. Then there's the personal stuff, the personal things that we have. And I was walking around my room the other day, praying in the Spirit, and all of a sudden, I felt that sense of overwhelming come over me. And I just stopped. I said, devil, no. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over that right now. And I pointed at that calendar and I said, you are fulfilled in Jesus' name. And I pointed down in those notes and I said, you are done. I pointed at the personal stuff. You are complete. And I took authority over it. And I took dominion over it. When your heart is overwhelmed, run to the rock that is higher than you. I refuse to let the devil beat me up. I did that for years and years and years, and I absolutely refuse. I will not have it. I will not have it. And what have I been doing? I've been listening to the Word. I've been ingesting the Word. Terry and I have been listening to the Word every opportunity. We've got the Word going on our phones. I may be in one place in the house, she's in another. We'll pass each other, and there's preaching going on in our pockets as we pass each other. There's a determination about us, and there's a persistence. I am a persistent cuss in the eyes of the devil. I am. One of the words that I found for persistent is stubborn. Well, you like that, don't you? Stubborn. There's a stubbornness. You ought to take the same stubbornness that you've been operating in, some of you, towards people, and redirect that towards the devil. You need to get so stubborn about your healing. You need to get so stubborn about your finances. You need to get so stubborn about your debt freedom, or whatever else it is that is going on in your life, or all of the above. Just get real stubborn about it. Just like this widow woman did. She got stubborn about it. So don't let up on your faith. In verse 2, he said, in a certain city there was a judge. He did not reverence or fear God, nor respected, or did he consider man. There was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, protect and defend and give me my justice against my adversary. In the New Living Translation, she came to him repeatedly. She came to him repeatedly. Would you say she was persistent? Yes. She was pressing in. She kept pressing in. Every day I don't know how much she came. Every day? Did she come every day? Did she come every hour? Did she call him? Did she text him? Did she email him? Was she persistent in this? Protect and defend and give me justice against my adversary. Get her out of here. Get that woman out of here. Next day. Protect and defend me and give me justice against my adversary. So it says she came to him repeatedly. Now there's a key in that for faith. Repeatedly. 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 and for a time he would not. For a time he would not. And then I saw this, don't let time affect your faith. If it seems like it's taking too long, use that time wisely. There have been too many times in the past. And one of the biggest things that Terry and I dealt with was the renovating our home. It took 5 years. We did it paying cash, but it took 5 years for us to do it. And there were times when she would get down about the lack of progress of it, and I'd have to bolster her and lift her up. But then there were times that I would get down about it, and Pastor Terry would have to preach to me and bolster me back up. And there were times when we both got down about it, and that's when we went down to see Kenneth and talked to him. But one of the things that he said to us, we're right in the middle of renovating this house, doing it with cash. And we went down to see him one day about it because we were both kind of at the end of our ropes about the whole thing, seeing the same boards that are up there, nothing changing, nothing happening, going by weeks at a time with no work being done on the inside. And he sat us down and he said several things. And he said, one of the things he said, you've got to roll the care of that over unto the Lord. You've got to roll the care of that over unto him. But then he says, you've got to look at the progress that you've made. Look at the faith progress that has taken place. Chart your course and see how much you have gotten done in the whole scope. And that really changed it. It really changed it for me. And it really helped me when I deal with things around here and whenever I have the opportunity to get down about something, when the devil's trying to drain me and sift me, I just think about the progress we've made. What progress there has been made. I'm so grateful for the progress that's taken place. I remember coming and standing in this spot when there were no walls in this place and it was concrete. They'd laid the concrete down. And I would stop here on the way to the chapel to preach on Sunday, and I would step here and I'd look out and I would see what I'm seeing right now. I would see it with the eye of faith. I saw people sitting in these chairs. I saw people filling up this place. And I would come by here, and as an act of faith, I would stand here and look out over the people. And then as we're continuing on in the building, yeah, we face challenges, we face different things. But I've learned something through that, that when there is time involved and something doesn't seem to be moving, I just take the time to ingest the Word of God, stand on that Word, see my victory, praise God through it. Instead of giving up and quitting and thinking, oh, this is taking too long. Well, that woman could have done that. For a time, he would not. She kept coming up to the window, protect and defend and give me justice against my adversary. He could see her standing at the line, in the line. There she is right there. He's taking care of one person after another. She walks up, she looks at him, protect and defend me. Get rid of this woman. For a time, he would not. But later, he said to himself, though I have neither reverence or fear for God, nor respect or consideration for man, yet because this widow continues to bother me. Now, as I'm reading this to you, I want you to see the connection between the widow and us and the unjust judge being the devil. This widow continues to bother me. You really need to bother the devil. Far too many of us have too much respect for him. Too much respect. You have too much respect when you worry. You have too much, you're thinking about him. Somehow he's getting through to you. And you've got to turn that around to where you have to see yourself being a nuisance to him. Like, I think it was Smith Wigglesworth that said that when he gets up, the devil says, oh no, he's up again. That's the way we need to be. That's the way we need to be. And the word of God that we speak from our mouths, it's like that dog whistle. It's aggravating to him. He's aggravated by it. Yet this widow continues to bother me. I will defend and protect and avenge her, lest she give me intolerable annoyance and wear me out by her continual coming, or at the last she come and rail on me or assault me or strangle me. The New Living Translation says this woman is driving me crazy. She's wearing me out by her constant requests. And I want to give you this phrase, and this is such a powerful phrase. And we have to use it. We have to demonstrate it. Persistence wears out resistance. Persistence, like this way, persistence wears down resistance. Persistence wears down resistance. Not dealing with flesh and blood, but powers and principalities, rulers of the darkness. And the more persistent you and I are about the things of God and standing on the Word of God for whatever it is that needs to change, to happen, to take place, the more persistent we are in that, that will wear down the resistance of the devil. He'll wear it down. What does James say? Resist the devil and he will
flee.
Flee. I'll show you in a moment how we do that. Resistance wears down, persistence wears down resistance. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not our God defend and protect and avenge his elect, his chosen ones who cry to him night, day and night? Will he defer them or delay help on their behalf? No. But notice something here. When it says crying day and night, that's not crying out, oh God, oh God, oh God, help me. Oh God, do this. Oh, we're failing. No, that's not it. The crying out that we do is the declaring of the word of the living God and standing on that word. That's what the cry of faith is. It's a demand. It makes demands. And you need to realize that you've been given authority over the one who's trying to drain you, steal from you, even long-standing illnesses can be turned around by an individual who will take the word of the living God, begin to speak it out of their mouths, speak it directly to that situation, and that situation has to change. It has to turn around. I don't care how long it's been. I don't care how long it's been going on. Anybody who will take their faith and stand on it and begin to declare that word over themselves, it's going to change. It's going to change. It's going to change whatever it is that's on there. And you have to be really persistent and you've got to be really stubborn about it. Like a bulldog that bites down on a bone and won't let go. Say, I won't let go of the living word of God. There's a scripture that just came to me. Let me find it here. It's in Hebrews. Hebrews 10:35. Hebrews 10:35. Bulldog just does not let go. I'm not letting go. I'm not letting go. I'm not letting go of the things that Pastor Terry and I are standing and believing for. I'm not letting go of what we're believing for in our church. I'm not letting go of what we're believing for in the ministry, the Bible school. I have bit down on it. And I'm not letting go. And I bite down with a smile on my face. Ha! I'm not letting go of this word. It says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. I like what the Amplified says, do not fling away your fearless confidence. This is the confidence. The word that we stand on, the word that we believe. It says, you don't have to turn there, but over in 1 John 5:14, this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will or according to his word, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have desired of him. Faith begins where the will of God is known. And the will of God is in the word of God. Terry. Do you have your mic?
Hebrews 10:39 in the Amplified. Our way is not of those who draw back to misery, and are destroyed, but we are those who believe and trust and rely on God through Jesus Christ and by faith preserve the soul. We are not those among those who draw back.
We are not among those that draw back. Absolutely. Absolutely. We're not backing down. We're not backing off. And I'm telling you, I'm saying this too, because I just sense there's some folks that have been because of what's been going on and because of what's been happening, there's been a drawing back, and you can't do that. You cannot do that. You can't do that. But we are doing this in order to build up that strength on the inside. And I looked up the word persistence, and I'll put one of the definitions up there for you. Persistence is a firm or obstinate continuance in a course of action in spite of difficulty or opposition. That's what persistence is. That's what we do in the Spirit. Persistence is a firm or obstinate continuous. We are continuing in this course of action in spite of any difficulty and in spite of whatever opposition is there. Persistence applies nonstop, constant, continual, steady, relentless pressure to a situation. You don't allow it to pressure you. You put pressure on it. You keep your heel on the devil's neck. Really, you keep your foot right on top of his mouth. Shut up, devil. Shut up. I'm not listening to you because this thing's turning out right. It's going to turn out right. We're going to have everything we need. We're going to walk in the fullness of the healing power of God. Persistence does not let go or give up until all resistance is broken and the desired result is attained. Don't let go. Don't let go. Do not throw in the towel. Do not quit. Do not give up. Reading an article the other day about a guy that was endeavoring to swim the English Channel, and he'd get so far and then he'd quit, and he'd get so far and then he'd quit. And then one time, the last time he did it, he got only within a number of feet from the shoreline, but it was foggy and he quit feet from the shoreline. You're not going to quit. I said, you're not going to quit. You're going to rise up in faith and believe God. The widow was persistent. She did not take no for an answer. If it's in the Word, you don't take no for an answer. You don't take no for an answer. She was relentless. She was insistent. She did not stop until she got what she wanted. She refused to give up. You have to refuse to give up. She tenaciously, stubbornly, persistently kept coming and would not quit. What we have to do is just stay on the Word. Keep believing. Keep standing. Keep receiving. Keep receiving what God has done for us. If it's the healing of your body, you take a scripture like Isaiah 53, verses 3, 4, and 5. And you get that, you get, like Brother Hagin says, you've got to get that word registered on your spirit. How do you do that? You do that by meditating on this word. You do it by thinking the word. You do it by hearing the word. And Terry and I, we have just come into a place where we've ramped it up in our lives to where you can't just kind of let it lay and let it sit. It has to be going on the inside of you all the time. Every opportunity that you have to let it go down on the inside of you. And you have to come to the place where you stubbornly, it's a stubbornness. Now, all of you who are stubborn in the natural, transfer that on over into the realm of the Spirit. Get real stubborn where the devil is concerned. No, we're not taking this. This is not of God. Doesn't belong to us. And the whole idea of being persistent, it's steady, it's daily, and it has an effect. Because if you are listening to the devil every day, you're going to die from this. You are sick. You're not going to get well. You're never going to pay off that house. You're never going to do this. You're never going to do that. He's trying to wear you down. He's trying to sift you. Those words that you think are trying to go down on the inside of you to take root to where you completely lay down your faith. And it's day after day after day. And I want to give you two quick examples about something. I'll begin to wrap this up. Two quick examples about something. This is what the devil does. I talked to you last week about Goliath, David and Goliath. And one of the things, let me just read this to you in 1 Samuel 17. Goliath, this is New Living. Goliath stood and shouted a taunt across the Israelites. Why are you coming out to fight? He called. I'm the Philistine champion, but you're only the servants of Saul. Choose one man to come down here and fight me. If he kills me, then we'll be your slaves. But if I kill him, you'll be our slaves. I defy the armies of Israel today. Send me a man who will fight me. When Saul and the Israelites heard this, they were terrified and deeply shaken. Now, verse 16 in the New Living Translation says, for 40 days, every morning and evening, the Philistine champion strutted in front of the Israelite army. Think what would happen if we were persistent for 40 days and 40 nights. 40 days in a row. 40 days in a row. You didn't let anything come out of your mouth except the living, breathing Word of God. I call that the 40-day challenge. I'm telling you, you would see changes in your life. If you sat down with your calendar and from this date here and you go 40 days ahead, every day you keep that word before you. Every day you keep it alive on the inside. Every day you declare it and you write down the scriptures that the Lord has given you and the confessions that you are making and get this thing registered on your spirit. Get it stuck down there on the inside of you. That was one example. Here's another one. In Judges, Judges 16, 16 and 17, Delilah was persistent with Samson. She's trying to get his secret. And she was persistent. There's a determination about her. It says, when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all her heart. He finally gave up. That's what the devil does. He presses you every day with words. Every day with words. To the place where you get so vexed, then you just begin to confess and you begin to say that. In Proverbs 7:21, it says this scripture, with her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. That's persistence. That's persistence. But what I'm telling you is, you got to turn around. You got to do the same thing. Because at the same time that you are speaking the living, breathing Word of God, and I was back over here in Isaiah 53, surely he has borne my griefs. Surely he has carried my sorrows. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. And you take a 40-day challenge with that, and you read it, and you read it, and you read it, and you get it down on the inside. You get it down on the inside. It's so alive to you that you can just speak it. It just comes out of you. Surely, surely, without question, he's borne my griefs, my sickness, my disease, my weakness, my pain. He's carried my sorrows, physical and mental pain. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we were healed. What does that do to the devil? What does it do to the devil? Your persistence is wearing down his resistance. All of a sudden, you're not hearing that voice anymore. You've gained the ground. You've gained the territory. You have gotten to the place where you are, well, like Delilah started nagging and pestering him day after day, and he couldn't stand it any longer. You resist the devil, he will flee. Nag him, pester him. How do you do that? With the word. With the word. She kept asking him day after day. He got so sick and tired of her bothering him about that, he finally told her all the truth. Another translation, every day she made his life miserable with her questions. She pestered him until he wished he were dead. The Message translation, she kept at it day after day, nagging and tormenting him. Finally, he was fed up. He couldn't take another minute. He spilled it. He said it. He spoke it. This is a picture. This is a picture of what the devil's been trying to do to you. But it's also a picture of what we need to do to him. Because at the same time, you're declaring the Word of God, that living, breathing Word is working. It's working on the inside of you. It's working. It's a twofold weapon. One side of it, it's healing on the inside. The other side of it, it is chasing the devil out of the way. Okay, how does persistent faith work? Guys, musicians, make your way up here. The widow came daily with words. Goliath came daily with words. Delilah came daily with words. We must come daily with our persistent words of faith. We're going to have to apply nonstop, constant, steady, relentless pressure on the word, the covenant, and the devil. Not letting go, not giving up until all resistance is broken and the desired result is attained. We have to keep on saying by faith, keep on believing by faith, keep on receiving by faith, keep on pressing by faith. Persistence wears down resistance. Persistence wears down resistance. Are you ready to get stubborn for God?
Yeah.
Stand up on your feet. I challenge you, every one of you that are watching, whatever it is, whatever is happening, whatever the greatest challenges in your life, you must take the word and speak the word of God over it. Where your body is concerned, take authority over your own body. Take authority over your household. Take authority over your finances. If you guys are tithers, and every time I ask the question, lots of hand goes up. How many tithers in here? Tithers. How many sowers in here? Let me see your hands. That qualifies you. That qualifies you to walk in a place of divine abundance with Almighty God. And there's a change that has to take place. The Lord is wanting to bring us to a higher level of faith. A level of the operation of faith that we've never been at before. And these are one of the keys. This bulldog faith is a major key. The aggressiveness that we have, the persistence that we walk in, and the determination to see the desired result versus the dreaded outcome. We're coming up, all of us, to a higher place in the faith of Almighty God. Now make some decisions. Make some good decisions. Maybe you're watching too much TV. Maybe you're spending too much time on the internet. Maybe you're spending a lot of time doing things. If you are serious about it, then you are going to focus in, because bulldog faith is focused. It's focused. And this is the difference between life and death. To be able to focus in and hone in on the answer from God. It's a fight, but it's a good fight of faith. And you are well equipped to do it if you'll do what it takes to be able to do it. It takes training. Training, training, and exercise. Exercise in the living, breathing Word of Almighty God. Say this after me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I have persistent.
Aggressive. Aggressive.
Bulldog faith.
Bulldog faith.
I won't give up.
I won't give up.
I won't let go.
I won't let go.
Until my mission is accomplished.
Until my mission is accomplished.
I apply pressure to my covenant.
I apply pressure to my covenant.
I apply pressure to the devil.
I apply pressure to the devil.
I will continue.
I will continue.
To stand on the word.
Stand on the word.
To live by love.
To live by love.
To walk by faith.
Walk by faith.
And not by sight.
And not by sight.
I will keep doing this.
I will keep doing this.
Say, devil,
devil,
I will keep doing this,
I will keep doing this
until all resistance is broken.
And
I have the desired result.
I claim it.
I receive it.
Jesus bore it.
I don't have to take it. And I stand free. Healed.
Whole.
Prosperous.
I am persistent.
My bulldog faith
is wearing down the devil
and his persistence.
I have the victory.